Police, Michigan children aged 5 and 7 find dad, friends overdosing on fentanyl. By Olivia Rondo on February 22, 2024. Two Michigan men are dead and one is in critical condition after two young children discovered their father and his friends unresponsive due to suspected fentanyl overdoses, local police said. The children, ages 5 and 7, found their unconscious dad in an apartment and called their grandmother, who in turn dialed 911, reports Fox 2 Detroit. The father, 34, is in critical condition after being administered Narcan, while his two friends, brothers aged 37 and 39, have died, the Southfield Police Department said Wednesday. I want to commend those children, who had the courage and the forethought to take action, said Chief Alvin Barron, who added that the two deaths have been the first fatal overdoses in the city in about 18 months. This is very concerning because the question we have to ask ourselves is, this batch of dope, if you will, dash where is it and who may also be victims to this? The Federal Drug Enforcement Administration, DEA, is investigating the source of the fentanyl-laced batch, the local outlet reported. Be mindful of what you're ingesting, Barron warned. Because right now we believe that there is a deadly batch out there in the community. The deaths occurred on the same day that Republican state senators proposed a bill to target fentanyl traffickers. Senator Mark Huizinga, R., introduced his plan to increase punishments for trafficking the deadly drug on Wednesday, Michigan Senate Republicans announced. The tragic consequences of our failed federal policies have resulted in thousands of deaths caused by fentanyl, many right here in West Michigan, Huizinga said. As a state, we can take common sense, bipartisan steps right now to crack down hard on fentanyl traffickers and dealers in Michigan. Watch, Oz Sheriff. Massive fentanyl surge ready to spread across the nation. The legislation is part of a border security package being worked on by state GOP officials designed to help save lives and solve this growing problem that's hurting our country, the senator said. We can do our part to help safeguard families and protect our communities from fentanyl and other dangerous drugs, Huizinga added.